This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We learned this week that interest rates in the U.S. might have hit their peak. With inflation cooling, the Fed suggested it could start cutting its target rate in the coming year. Elsewhere in the world, high interest rates are taking a toll. The World Bank finds that low and middle income countries spent nearly $450 billion paying off principal and interest last year. That's the highest number on record. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
A few years ago, developing countries were already dealing with unsustainable debt levels, says Christine McDaniel with the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
And then new geopolitical crises popped up.
Public health lockdowns, later the war in Ukraine.
And then interest rates went up.
Developing nations have also been paying a higher price for climate change.
And it just snowballed.
In the last 3 years, we saw countries default on their debt 18 times, according to the World Bank. That includes Zambia, Lebanon, and Sri Lanka. Anna Gelpern with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says high levels of sovereign debt aren't always a bad thing.
Look, debt is a means to an end.
When that end is better healthcare, education, and infrastructure, then Gelpern says debt is helping develop economies. But lately, many of the world's poorest countries have been borrowing just to stay solvent.
When debt becomes a means to debt repayment rather than a means to economic growth and human flourishing, that's when you see the problem.
Lots of existing debt also makes it hard to attract new financing. At a time when Nancy Lee with the Center for Global Development says there are dire consequences for underinvestment in developing nations.
And they really aren't able to pay the additional costs needed for climate resilience and climate adaptation.
The World Bank is calling on financial institutions and creditor nations like China to restructure and relieve debts to struggling countries to help avoid what it calls a lost decade of growth in the developing world. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.